Oh, Planned Parenthood is enormously grateful that Komen Foundation has reversed their decision. It was incredibly disappointing that they would have caved to political pressure. Our missions are the same. We're focused on women's health and prevention, and we're really just so happy that they changed course.
I want to play this for you. This is Nancy Brinker. She is the CEO of Komen for the Cure, of course, and she had sort of a testy exchange with NBC's Lisa Myers, who had said, look, it seems to a lot of people that this is purely political. Take a listen.
It's not true.
Thousands.
That's not
thousands.
True.
There's an explosion of anger among your longtime supporters.
Well, there's a tremendous amount, Lisa, of emotion. Whenever you're dealing with issues of vulnerable populations, whenever there's the idea of a change.
A lot of folks see this as a craven political decision.
You know, we're not a political organization, and this is not based on a political decision.
Rochelle, did Planned Parenthood all along believe that it was, as Lisa said, a craven political decision?
We definitely saw politics in this. Unfortunately, women's health is always batted around by politicians who certainly anti-choice politicians. And the whole idea behind this was Komen Foundation's been bullied for years by anti-choice politicians because we've had a longstanding relationship focused on women's health. And it certainly appeared that Komen had caved into that bullying.
Explain how this works. They give you all money. What happens?
The grants are given to Planned Parenthood health centers. They use that money to reach low-income, uninsured women, roaming in rural areas, to give them breast exams, education about how to do self-exams, and to identify changes in breast tissue so that if they see any changes, then they know that they should get further treatment,
right,
look for further diagnosis.
So they're not doing mammograms. They're doing something because Planned Parenthood doesn't have mammogram equipment. Is that right? They don't have that. What they do is they show them what they need to know, and they do the screening as well so that they can refer them to the people who would do more testing?
That's right. It's all about prevention. And Planned Parenthood, the majority of our clients are between the ages of 20 and 30 years old, to their mid-30s. And so they're coming in for their regular well-woman exams, and we're telling them how to do exams. Our physicians and nurse practitioners are giving them breast exams and educating them to look for changes so that if they need a mammogram, they can go get one.
Now, of course, as you mentioned, women's health often gets caught up in politics. It happens all the time. But you do know, and you know, in saying that, you do recognize there are a lot of people who fundamentally disagree with Planned Parenthood and the existence of Planned Parenthood. And a lot of those people might be people who would give to Komen for the Cure and then have no idea that their money is going to a foundation or an organization that they don't agree with. What would you say to that?
The focus for Komen Foundation and for Planned Parenthood is women's health. While it is true that Planned Parenthood provides abortion care is completely a different funding mechanism.
Yeah,
it's
right.
For different funds entirely. The funds that are coming from Komen are for prevention and for breast health, and that's what Planned Parenthood is providing.
Rochelle Tafoya is at Planned Parenthood here in Houston. Thank you.
Thank you.